From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Here is an update from the Ipswich and District Radio Club. Members are reminded the annual general meeting will now be on Zoom only. It was to be held at the clubhouse, but the change to Zoom for Saturday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. has been done with the health and well-being of members in mind. All positions on the executive committee will be declared vacant and new office bearers elected. Nomination forms were mailed last month. A reminder too that to be eligible to vote at the AGM, members must be financial. Membership fees fall due at the time of the AGM. Annual membership remains at $35 or $25 concession. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4, Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was pointed out last week that there were no less than 3 space probes heading towards the planet Mars. This is happening whilst the world contends with a pandemic. The coincidences that occur in the field of discovery can be quite interesting when we think about them. And tabloid press will make great stories from these instances, and many magazines that are now disappearing from our newsstands have feasted on notoriety and coincidence. In the fields of electricity, there were the so-called wars between DC current and AC for distribution of electricity. Thomas Edison, who once employed Nikola Tesla, found themselves on opposite sides. The incandescent light bulb saw Edison and Swan arguing who should hold the patents, and in the early days of radio, Hertz established the principles of electromagnetic radiation. But the practical application of wireless is credited to Marconi in Western countries and the Americas, but there are at least contenders from Russia and Japan who could challenge this history. As time has moved on, the contributions of the lone inventor, such as John Logie Baird, who took the principle of the Nipkow disc, and the wireless technology to prove television was feasible, is less likely to succeed against the corporate developers. RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, almost simultaneously with Baird, was developing fully electronic TV transmission, and the Germans probably held the record for the first public transmission of TV from the notorious Nazi-badged Olympic Games of the mid-1930s. Now, if you're fanatical about history, you can use your search engine or even an old-fashioned library to research these type of things. If you're like the rest of us, you take these stories and tuck them away or forget them until something reminds us. Most of the amazing discoveries that provide the platforms for our daily activities tend to be lost, unless we stumble over the stories or they are presented in some reading material. An interesting find was from the author who investigated successful sporting teams. The ones that rose to the top of their competitions were the ones who had a charismatic leader on the field. Once that player was gone, the teams lost their winning capacity. With solo or individual sporting events such as cycling, swimming and athletics, we've seen nominal barriers, and then a cluster of people will emerge to challenge that barrier. This should be telling us something, and if we could easily translate it into practice, we would see our amateur radio bodies rise up and prosper. Leadership can make a big difference, and challenges can spur people to excel. At the same time, we should not be angered if others come up with ideas that are the same as our own. Skepticism, bordering on paranoia, is the domain of social media, and it doesn't benefit the individual or our hobby. If people chose to enjoy the historical side of this pursuit, then that is fine. Many people enjoy the challenge of Morse code, and telegraphy predates wireless by almost 50 years. If people wish to enjoy digital aspects of amateur radio, that's fine too. The challenge is to self-educate and to use the interest and tools available. I'm Jeff Emery.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.